Weltschmerz. Yes, that's right. Weltschmerz. It's a good German word that means world weariness. Think Madeleine Kahn in Blazing Saddles. I'm tired, I'm so tired of being admired. Tired of love uninspired, let's face it, I'm bushed. That's Weltschmerz. Or if you want to get a little more highbrow, and I know that you do, think of the poet A.E. Housman. This is what he wrote. Yonder, see the morning blink. The sun is up, and up must I. To wash and dress and eat and drink and look at things and talk and think and work and God knows why. How often have I washed and dressed? And what's to show for all my pain? Let me lie in bed and rest. 10,000 times I've done my best, and all's to do again. That is Weltschmerz. Now, what's the origin of this feeling that the world has nothing new to offer you, that it's all to be done again? The origin of it is the Greek idea that time moves in a circle. That everything that happened before will happen again, that there is, as the only really Greek book in the Bible, Ecclesiastes puts it, there is ein chadash tachat hashemesh, there's nothing new under the sun. That we're hamsters on wheels. That which happened yesterday, it's going to happen tomorrow, and why get out of bed? It's going to be the same darn thing over and over and over again. This idea, it infiltrates all different forms of our imagination. There's a great line in Sondheim's wonderful song, I'm Still Here. It says, and then you career from career to career. And if that line doesn't make sense to you, then let me tell you that career originally comes from the root meaning to travel in a circle. Which means if you have a good career, I'm sorry. So you're going to end up in the same place you started out, career, you can hear it, career from career to career. But Judaism doesn't believe that. For our tradition, time travels in a straight line, which means that every single moment is unique and every moment is different, and there is no such thing in the world as an exact repetition. So if you think you heard this sermon before, shame on you. You're thinking like a Greek, and it's Rosh Hashanah. And I want to tell you, when I first realized that I needed to speak about this, it was because of a wonderful insight by the Chidush Rim, who was the grandfather of the Sfat Emet, a famous Hasidic commentator. And one place in the Sfat Emet, he talks about what his grandfather taught him. He said one day he was studying with his grandfather when he was a child, and his grandfather told him, Moses went up to the mountain to receive the Torah, spent 40 days there, learned the Torah, came back down, saw the golden calf, smashed the tablets, had to go back up, spend another 40 days, get the Torah again, and come back down. Now, said his grandfather, I understand why he spent the first 40 days there, he had to learn the Torah. But why the second 40 days? And his answer was, because it was a different day, so he had to learn the Torah anew. Because the Torah he learned yesterday, even though it was from God, it was from yesterday. And he had to learn today's Torah, because he was a different man today. It's like what George Bernard Shaw said. He said, the only person I trust is my tailor, because my tailor is the only person who measures me anew every time he sees me. So he understands me, because I'm always changing. And so, by the way, is the world. Mechadesh betuvo kol yom tamid ma'aseh bereshit. God renews creation and makes it different every single day. Now, we have a modern mania for novelty. New faces, new places, new songs. It's the new season, there'll be new shows. There's always a new movie, there's a new book. And there is something inside of us that reacts to the idea that it must be wonderful because it's new. But the truth is that the most powerful and poignant experience of newness is in something you already know. The naturalist Burroughs said, if you want to see something new, take the same walk you took yesterday. You'll see a flower in a different stage of opening. You'll notice a path that you didn't notice before. You will realize that you can always see the world with new eyes, but not if you're always showing your eyes new things. That they will renew themselves with that which you already know. Every moment is unprecedented. But here is the key to experiencing the world this way. It doesn't happen by itself. The key is that you have to pay attention. Attention is a form of prayer. Nothing less than that. Have you ever seen a craftsman bent over something that they were making, intent on the exact shape? It's a prayer. Have you ever seen a mother braid her daughter's hair so that it is perfect, even though they may spend the rest of the day together at home and no one will see it? It's a prayer. Have you ever seen a lover read a love letter, torturing every word and every letter for significance? It's a prayer. And if you look at the world that way, with the intensity and attention of always seeing it anew, of seeing it like a prayer, it will always be new. Because when you see things from a distance, they all seem the same. If you don't know something, it all looks the same. Somebody who doesn't know modern art will tell you every painting looks the same. Someone who doesn't know Sinatra's music, every time he sings, it sounds the same. Or hip-hop, or classical. Anything you don't know homogenizes. You go up far enough from the world, you can't see individuals. It's one big place and everybody's the same. Seeing things for what they are requires closeness and attention. We talk in generalities, but we live in specifics. Let me give you a beautiful example from the philosopher Sidney Morgan Besser, who actually died about a year ago and was not only brilliant, but funny and creative. And one day he wanted to teach his students in philosophy that in fact we talk in generalities, but generalities don't really exist. Everything is about specifics. So he brought them to the local deli and he told them to order soup. And they ordered soup. And the waiter said, "We don't have soup. We have chicken soup, we have corn soup, we have noodle soup, we have borscht, but we don't just have soup." It's the same thing with people. We talk about people in general, but there are no people in general. There are no ordinary people. There are no average people. I've never met a person in general. I've met Americans, Russians, Israelis, men, women, first children, second children, brothers, sisters, parents, children, but never a person in general. But in order to find out what kind of soup that person is, you have to pay attention. You have to be willing to devote yourself to see anew. This is, after all, Rosh Hashanah. And we should realize that there is nothing and no one so well known that it cannot yield secrets and surprises. God made the world of infinite variety, and everything is new. Every sound, every sight, every moment. 10,000 times I've done my best and all's to do again, it's not true. Even the very sentiment that nothing is new yielded a poem that is different from any other poem. Yes, it has meter, yes, it has rhyme, but nobody said exactly what Hausman said as Hausman said it. When I was in college, I roomed with my best friend from high school. And we would wake up in the morning, and of course we didn't want to go to class because we were in college. And there are lots of things to do when you're in college, but going to class hardly seems like one of them. And we had this shorthand. Say, how you're feeling this morning? And he would say, a little schmertzy. Weltschmerz was our byword. But the truth is, how can you be weary of this world when you can see the same thing that you saw yesterday and see it new? When you can talk to the person that you know best and discover there's so much about them you don't know. When you can read a book that you have read 10 times, or in the case of the Torah, 100 times, and be amazed that you never saw that before. When you're given a world where not only is there new things to see all the time, but there are in old things unprecedented visions and possibilities. So here is the message with which I hope you will begin this year. Have faith in the inexhaustibility, variety, beauty, and bursting possibility of God's world. Know that change is not just a chance. It is a certainty and a blessing. And never just order soup. Shana Tovah.